Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Operating with Godly Wisdom. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your wisdom. Without your wisdom, we're nothing. Father, the worldly wisdom seems so great to our flesh, but it's nothing compared to your wisdom. We come today hungry, Father, for learning more about your wisdom, and thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic, operating with godly wisdom. The Bible has a lot to say about using the wisdom of God in our daily walk. I want to focus on Proverbs chapter 3 today. It gives us a lot of insight on following the wisdom of God. So let's get started and go to Proverbs chapter 3 from the New International Bible today. This chapter is entitled, Wisdom Bestows Well-Being. Folks, anyone want some well-being out there today? Verse 1, My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. My friends, the beginning of operating with the wisdom of God is learning from the Word of God, the Bible, and keeping His commands, His instructions in the Bible, and not doing things our way. Now, verse 2, For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Folks, I know a lot of Christians believe different, but the Bible says we can prolong our life many years if we follow the teachings and commandments in the Bible. Of course, the devil is roaming about seeking those to devour. 3. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. My friends, nothing in God's kingdom works properly without operating in love. Now verse 4. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Folks, if we operate in godly wisdom, we'll have favor and a good name, not only in the sight of God, but also with man. Now verse 5, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. My friends, one of the great signs on if we're operating in godly wisdom or our human wisdom is, are we putting our trust in the Lord or in the world? 6, In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Folks, God will not force us to submit to Him. We choose. 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. My friends, godly wisdom calls us to run far away from evil. Verse 8. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Folks, sickness is a curse. God hates sickness and disease. It is part of the curse. Operating in godly wisdom helps keep us healthy. 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. My friends, godly wisdom helps us to tithe and be a giver. It is not just money, but it includes money. 10. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Folks, if we use godly wisdom and tithe and give offerings, we'll be blessed financially to be a greater blessing to the body of Christ and help the needy in our world. 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent His rebuke. 12. Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son he delights in. My friends, we should be thankful for God's discipline. It shows His love for us. Now verse 13. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. 14. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. 15. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Folks, God tells us that wisdom and understanding are more precious than rubies, gold and silver. 16. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. My friends, again, God gives long life to those who operate in His wisdom, not worldly wisdom. 17. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. 18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. 19. By wisdom the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding He set the heavens in place. 20. By His knowledge the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. 21. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. 22. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. 23. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Folks, if we operate in godly wisdom, we'll be protected by God's angels, and we won't have to be afraid of anything in life. 24. When you lay down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. My friends, godly wisdom will allow us to have sweet sleep. 25. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. 26. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. 28. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow, and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Folks, we'll be blessed financially if we operate in godly wisdom, and we can help those in need. 29. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. 30. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. 31. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. 32. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into His confidence. 33. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. My friends, sin is wicked. If we operate in God's wisdom, we'll flee from sin and choose to live a holy life, and God blesses our homes and our lives. 34. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. 35. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. Folks, God calls us to operate in His wisdom and understanding. We can be a great blessing to the body of Christ if we choose this path in our lives. Worldly wisdom will lead to ruin, but godly wisdom will produce blessing in our lives and the lives of those around us. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for the godly wisdom You show us in Your Word. We choose to operate, Father, in Your wisdom, not the world's. And the only way we know Your wisdom, Father, is to study Your Word. We know Your Word is life. It's light. We choose to walk in Your ways, Father, to say no to the world's ways and yes to You. And we thank You, Your Holy Spirit guides us and comforts us and helps us to confirm Your Word. We come hungry today, Father, to receive and to apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and He's coming back soon.